Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice. Hi, today I want to show you how you can engineer your own exercises so they will help you nail your next song. Stay tuned for this one. I get asked so many times, how can I come up with new exercises because the ones I've been doing are getting kind of boring and I feel like they're not really helping me anymore? Okay, here's the deal. Use a song that you're working on to, first of all, help you warm up your voice. Second of all, address very specific issues. And third of all, slowly get you closer to how the song actually goes into those difficult passages. I'm gonna take this song right here. It's the audition song, The Fools Who Dream, from the movie La La Land. And what I'm gonna do here, I'm gonna just get into this song right in the middle here. So it goes like this.
Who knows where it will lead us?
So, how can I make an exercise out of that? The top one, let's see. B flat for me, kind of high. And glottal attack. Okay, let me practice a glottal attack that is not too harsh, but that's right on. Not too harsh, not huh, but on set, very clean. Let's just find out what vowel works better. Let's reverse it and just kind of reverse engineer it. Start a little easier. Make sure my posture is good. Make sure my jaw is relaxed. Let me just practice that onset now. Nice and open resonance here. That's where we need to be. Okay, there we go. Too harsh. No, okay. Make sure I'm supporting. And. Okay, maybe I need to make an exercise where I just really practice like. And. Okay, not too harsh of an attack here and not too loud. Having a little crescendo getting into it would be good. And too harsh. And that's why they need us. And that's. Wah, 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 wah. Maybe the problem is resonance. Maybe I can start at a different. But still nicely shaped words. And that's why they need us. Let's go higher. And that's why they need us. Much better. Let's go on.
Bring on the rebels, the rebels from pebbles, the painters and poets, poets and plays.
Okay, here's this. The painters and poets. Maybe I don't really feel like my resonance is good here.
Da, 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 da.
Make a phrasing without actually starting a new vowel or separating. Nice and legato. Actual vowels, but without the consonants. Oh yeah. And then that. Okay, I have a tendency to get too dark here.
Painters and poets and plays.
I need to make sure I relax here. Poets and plays. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Painters, poets and plays. Poets and plays. Too dark and heavy. Going there. See how that works? Just really kind of really dig into the minute parts here. Poets and plays. And if to the fools, actually, maybe it would be nice to be kind of in a head voice or like a falsetto. Is to the fools who dream. How do I connect those two? The hearts. The. Oh, it is voiced. The hearts. Yeah. The. Oh, the TH. Maybe practicing a voiced TH. The. Sounds really, it looks a little retarded, but it's a good exercise. Having a voiced consonant on a TH is hard, but it is voiced. Here's to the, it sounds much nicer than here's to the hearts. Here's to the hearts, the, don't ever sing the. Here's to the hearts that break, 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 break. Nice. Here's to the mess they make. See how that works? I just kind of wanted to take you through the process a little bit. I think it's so fun just to really make, that's what I basically do, that's all I do, is really do a short warm-up and then use parts of a song that I'm working on at the time and making kind of exercises out of that to address those very specific areas, because usually it's not the whole song that gives me trouble, it's just very targeted small areas. So I hope this helps. Let me know how this is working for you, and it does spark your creativity, and that's what we want. We want to always train our spontaneous like brain power to create something on the spot. And I will see you soon. Always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing. Bye now.
This program is brought to you by the Master Your Voice Online Masterclass for Singers, the most in-depth coaching experience for singers who truly want to take their singing to the next level. If you have been looking for a way to help you sing with more ease, power, and beauty while getting the support of a world-class vocal coach, as well as being held accountable by a small group of singers who are just as serious about making massive progress as you are, the Online Masterclass for Singers is for you. To find out more, go to bit.ly/singersmasterclass.